Before you leave your W-2, here's my top three tips that I want to give you to help you financially land and make it as a full-time real estate investor, full-time entrepreneur. So here they are, in no particular order. Just make sure you do them. And by the way, some of these I didn't do, so I've learned from my mistakes. Some of them I had to rush to do because, you know, I didn't push my own ticket, right? I got kicked out, which is fine. But these have helped me tremendously land very softly and survive the transition, I guess you could say, without damaging our credit report or financial well-being or anything like that. So here are my top three tips. Again, no particular order. Number one, call your credit card companies. You probably should be doing this on a routine basis anyway. I have a reminder every 6 months on my calendar to call all of our credit card companies and, number one, ask for a rate decrease. I was about to say rate increase, but no, it's a rate decrease. And the second thing is to ask them to increase our credit availability. I do that with all of our personal cards and all of our company cards that we have. And another thing, too, I'll do is I'll gotten in the habit of just to keep making sure those companies know that we're using their cards. I'll swap them out. Like, I'll use one card 1 week, and then the next week I'll rotate it in my wallet so the next card is on top, because I'm pretty lazy when it comes down. I'm just going to grab it out and whatnot. So anyway, call all of your credit card company and go crazy with it. And what I mean by that is, I had a card that had a limit of about $10,000 on it. And they said, well, how much do you want to increase it to? And I said, let's do 100,000, right? Let's just go up to 100,000. And there was a pause and some research they had to go do. And they're like, well, we can go up to 50, but if you want to go up to 100, we're going to need, you know, evidence that you're still getting a paycheck and all this stuff. And I was like, no, you know what? 50's good. 50's fine. In fact, 100 kind of makes me nervous, and plus I know that I'm about to get laid off. I don't feel right providing you a pay stub knowing that it's going to go away next week. So we stuck with 50. So that's number one. Number two is, laptop went to sleep. That's where all my notes are, right? Make sure you have a 6 month runway for all of your personal operating expenses. And I know operating expenses sounds weird when you talk about your personal house, your personal living style, but make sure you got 6 months of expenses tacked away, you know, in a savings account somewhere that you don't touch unless it's an emergency, right? An emergency fund. The third thing is, with your portfolio, this is hugely important. We kind of missed the boat on this. Again, we didn't have a whole lot of time here, but if you're planning to refinance any of your properties in the next couple of years, prior to, you know, after leaving your W-2, banks don't look at you the same. You don't fit in their box of having that W-2 income. I was going to say consistent income, but let's just face it, corporate America is not that consistent these days. But you are not as bankable because you don't fit in their very small box. I don't know what I'm doing here with my hands if you're watching on YouTube, but you don't fit in their very small box. Now, there are options for, you know, what's called no-doc loans or debt service coverage ratio loans. That's a mouthful. But those rates tend to be higher, right? So if you're planning to do any kind of cash out refinance, make sure you're planning to do that prior to leaving the W-2. And then